My name is Chris Halfton Larson. I live currently in Casper, Wyoming. I've lived most of my life off and on in Wyoming, and I was born in Rawlins, and my family has a ranch south of there to this day.
Okay. So you have some interesting stories about living in Wyoming.
Well, my family has had some interesting history. Both of my great-grandfathers came over from Denmark to work on the railroad after the Civil War, and my great-grandfather, Hans Larson, actually set up a hardware store in Rawlins, and he made the first coat of paint for the Brooklyn Bridge called Rawlins Red. And he also helped fix the car that Horatio Nelson Jackson drove from San Francisco to New York City, the first automobile to make it all the way across the continent. So that's a little Larson pride. My other great-grandfather, Peter Hansen, also settled in Rawlins for a while, and then he bought some land south of Rawlins, about 60 miles, which is in the Sierra Madres, and he made a ranch out of it. He bought the land from a gentleman named, I believe, John Foote, who bought the land from a man named Dexter, who had dug some dredging canals to mine for gold. And there's a rumor that Dexter found several hundred thousand dollars worth of gold, but we've never been able to substantiate that. But what Peter Hansen did was turn those dredging canals into his irrigation ditch. Hmm. So as far as we can tell, Peter Hansen first built his cow barn in the winter of 1895, and the story is that he came back into town where his wife Anna was and said, "Well, I've got this big surprise for you." So he took her out to the ranch, and she was expecting to have a nice house, but instead he had the cow barn all ready to go, and then they built the ranch house later. But that kind of set the priorities. He had a very successful sheep ranch in Carbon County, and from what I understand, at the end of the 19th century, Carbon County had more sheep than any county in the United States, and he had one of the biggest sheep ranches in Carbon County. So he was a hard worker. I've spent some time out in the summer in the ranch, and I've seen pictures of Peter Hansen in a cornfield with corn over the top of his head, and I don't know how he did it. I mean, my dad and I tried to grow a garden about 20 years ago, and the corn that we got was about 4 inches long before it frosted. Yeah, the ranch is still going. The ranch itself used to be about 5,000 acres, and sometime in the 1920s, Peter Hansen mortgaged the ranch to his nephew to buy some more sheep, and subsequently Peter Hansen became ill and died. So his cousin was trying to take the ranch for himself, but there were some legal issues where the cousin gave my grandmother a deed to about a third of the ranch. So right now, with some addition, the land is about 2,000 acres. It's been put into a family trust right now. There are 18 people that are on the trust. It's owned by all of my grandmother's surviving children and grandchildren. So we've got it forever, as long as the trust is maintained. So it's really a blessing. It's been a big part of my life, being able to be out on the ranch.
Well, tell me a little more about time you've spent growing up here in Wyoming.
Well, the things that I really treasure are just the outdoor experience. One time I was bow hunting for elk, and it was too dark to shoot, and I was in my camos, and I could hear some elk down below me in the meadow. So I walked up behind a sarvisberry bush, and I could see these elk very dimly. It was about five cows and a small bull, and I watched them for half an hour, and it was getting pretty dark. And then I just walked out into the middle of the meadow, and this bull kept running up to me and bugling. I mean, he got within, I'd say, 10 feet away. He couldn't figure out what I was, and he did that four or five times, just making all kinds of noise. And then finally one of the cows walked up to me and smelled me, and they took off. But I'll tell you what, that experience doesn't happen in too many places. That's one thing I really enjoy. That's one thing that brings me back to Wyoming. I've lived in several other places, but there's no place like that.
Well, if there's anything that you could share with future generations, what would it be?
It's hard to make a living in Wyoming. That's one thing that I've found out. I have left for jobs several times, and the thing that I've finally figured out, if you want to live in Wyoming, you need to be flexible in what you're willing to do. And your income's probably not going to be steady, but stay attached to Wyoming. That's my advice, and do whatever you have to stay here. One observation I have, if you're willing to stay in Wyoming, you'll realize that it's not an easy thing to do. You have to respect the environment. You have to not worry about the small things. You know, you're not going to have the entertainment and lifestyle options that some of other places. But if you stay in Wyoming, you learn how to be self-sufficient, mm-hmm. You'll end up being a much more content individual, and you'll grow to love the place no matter where you've been before.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to share today?
Well, I think that's about it, actually.
Well, Chris, I really appreciate your time.
You
thanks
bet.
For coming in. Thanks for sharing.
Well, thank you.